Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started.
Hey there, and welcome back. Today, we're diving into something deep, something I've been going through in this very season, and that is letting go. Now, we've all heard the phrase, let go and let God, but how often do we actually do it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And here is what I am learning, is that you cannot control your way to freedom. So the more that we cling, grasp, and micromanage, whether it's our past, our businesses, relationships, health, healing, or even our identity, the more trapped we feel. And while I've been there before, I find myself repeating the same lesson again and again. And not because I haven't learned it the first time, but like life, we're constantly refining and redefining who we become in this process, in this journey we call life. So why does letting go feel so hard? Because we're afraid. We hold on because if we let go, what will happen? We're afraid that if we lose our grip, everything will fall apart. But control is an illusion, and chasing it leads to burnout, disappointment, and disconnection. What we're really searching for isn't control, it's peace, safety, and trust. And we can't get there by holding tighter. It's a false sense of security. And what I've found is that when we're in this place, our brains, they're there and they're hardwired for our protection. And when it feels unsafe, it begins to cause stress, worry, doubt, panic and fear set in. And we're scanning and searching, trying to find something to hold on to. And instead of letting go, we cling harder to the things we know, which brings us comfort and certainty, even if that thing no longer exists. It feels like a mind game we cannot win. But the beauty of it all is that when we let go, we find freedom in surrender. So when we talk about letting go, again, it's not about giving up, and it's not about being lazy or passive or just dismissive. It's one of the boldest acts of trust you can make and a gift you give yourself. So when we let go, we're actually creating space for God to move, for new opportunities to unfold, for your heart to heal, and for your true desires to rise to the surface. Surrender says, I no longer need to carry this alone. I trust that what's meant for me won't miss me, and I release what's no longer serving me. And here's what I'm practicing right now. Release the outcome. Stop micromanaging. Focus on your becoming, not just what you are achieving. This is the process. And you need to trust the process. So each morning, I pray, God, I surrender this day, your will, your way. Help me walk in trust, not control. And so when we begin to unravel this process, we start to notice where we're gripping. We start paying attention to where we're feeling this tightness internally. Then we begin to ask, in our reality, where is this manifesting? Is it showing up in our schedules, in our businesses, our emotions? And then we can ask ourselves, what would it look like and feel like if we were to begin to soften, to loosen the pressures, the weight, the expectations, the demands? Will it even matter in 5 minutes, 5 days, months, years? And what is it robbing you of today, here, now? What is it costing you? Your peace, joy, happiness, your presence? And who do we know that comes to steal, kill, and destroy? This is how you know you're holding on to something that is not for you. And if it's not for you, it's against you. And that God-given mission your calling, your assignment that God has for you, that is bigger and better than what it is on the other side when we release and let go of control. You are destined for greatness, and that greatness lies within. But it needs time and space to breathe. So today, I'm inviting you to loosen that grip, to take that deep breath, and remember, you're not holding this all together alone. You've got this, and He's got you. So if today's episode resonates, I invite you to check out the Confident Woman Starter Kit. This amazing bundle will help you dive deeper into your journey of self-discovery and apply what we talk about here. And now it's time to step boldly into this next season with confidence, clarity, and purpose. So until next time, take care and remember, you have the power to create your own story.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.